Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg. So Meta just announced their rollout for their new headset, virtual reality glasses, will allow you to live stream straight from your glasses onto Facebook and to Instagram.
Crazy.
Something that, you know, can definitely revolutionize a variety of different things. But that is potentially a new way to communicate human interaction and just social media as in general. Like, you know, it's one thing to actually pull out a phone and document something, but if you can just normalize just having a regular conversation, and as we're having a conversation, as I'm just looking at, it's also what I'm seeing, everybody else is seeing as well, that goes directly into the cell phone. You know, that's something that's different, that's not currently being offered right now. But it didn't help the stock when that news came out. I think the stock was actually down the next day after that. But potentially long term, what's the views on these glasses, Ray-Ban glasses? A lot more affordable than the Apple headset, for sure.
By far.
So what's the thoughts on how this can actually, you know, be implemented into society?
I had the beta version. Actually, somebody at the London show gave me a pair. They weren't able to live stream, but able to take photos, play music, take phone calls off of them. I actually like the glasses. I know there was some pushback of the comparison of like the Snap spectacles, and I had those. I think these are a lot better. But most importantly, I think that Zuckerberg in his interview with Lex Fridman did a great job in how they improved the metaverse. This looks hyper realistic. So a hell of an improvement from what looked like Nintendo Wii before. This next iteration was great, but I think the adage of ship fast and break stuff, that no longer applies when like you're a multi-trillion dollar company. I think if they would have released this version of Metaverse first, they would have had a greater impact and had people more excited. As far as the glasses, I love, it's a lot easier way to stream. And to be very honest, even though the version I had, the megapixels weren't the highest, it was a lot easier to capture video and photos there. So if I can live stream from it, I'm looking forward for mine to be in pretty soon. But the thing that I am most impressed with is the improvements in the metaverse. I think that's like 100x improvement on the first iteration that they delivered.
Yeah, that metaverse, I think the whole episode is based on them inside the metaverse. If you're watching it, it almost feels like they're sitting across from each other. Mm-hmm. And so rather than having, like you said, like the video game Roblox character, it's you.
Yeah.
Like the computer imagery is so real. Like it feels like you can reach out and actually touch the person's face. Which, like I said, that was incredible to see how fast they were able to get the technology and take into account the consumer feedback from what people thought of the original iteration of it. I think that was important. The glasses, I mean, we just had this conversation before we started, right? It was like, there's something about being first to market.
It matters. Have
an advantage over the competition. And so when you look at it, yes, the ability to live stream, but from an informational standpoint, the ability to look at something, be unaware of what it is, and for the glasses to give you information in real time about what you're seeing. So a lot of times you'll walk, and they had a demonstration where they walked and it was a foreign language, and the glasses were able to translate what was on the menu or where we're sitting at.
To help me a lot of Mexico.
You'll be wearing them everywhere you travel, right? Like imagine you're in Europe and you don't speak the language, and now you're actually able to be translated what the language is for you. Is revolutionary. It feels very simple. I feel like, you know, that the collaboration with Ray-Ban, it doesn't feel like you're wearing a helmet on your face, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's glasses, it can go with everyday wear, and it's affordable, which they hit on a couple of key points. If I'm watching what the competition is doing, here are some key sticking points that people aren't really happy with. They aren't really happy with the size of the device. They aren't happy with the price points. Okay, well, what did they put out? They just put out their new product. And I'm speaking of Apple, the 15. Well, okay, well, that rollout has happened. What happens 2 weeks after or a week after? October 17th, you can get these glasses. Whereas we're still waiting on the Vision Pro. That won't happen until the first quarter of next year. And I think that's just for select clients. And so you're first to market. And again, the price point works. And it's right in time for the holiday season. And so, you had the Oculus, and you were able to see some of the feedback from that. There's something that's smaller, something that can be carried by any person, right? It could be carried by school-age children to, you know, somebody that's working on Wall Street or somebody that's outside in construction. Like the revolution of technology that's happening inside of this device is pretty incredible. I got to give them credit for that. Zuckerberg has struck one. This is another one for them.
I want to be very clear, though. When the Vision Pro comes out, it's a different product. This is augmented reality plus live stream and a photo. So they're different. I do love the product, but I do want to be clear. So when this gets clipped up, that the Vision Pro is going to be better. But I do love this. So shout out to everybody at HQ, everybody in the New York office. I know Keys is going up there tomorrow, but shout out to everybody at Meta for the changes and adjustments that you guys have made.